Shabbat Shalom, brethren. We are now continuing from where we stopped. I found something good, something interesting to know about the new moon. So I'll briefly say that I'll share about that, and then we'll continue into the month of Adar. So the new moon is the most pivotal day of the month, because without it, we wouldn't be able to know when any of the biblical holidays are. We are able to know which days are holy and which days are not through the new moon's appearance in the sky. Hallelujah. The Bible begins with the tree of life, as we see in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2 verse 9 says, Yahweh Elohim made all the trees grow out of the ground. These trees were nice to look at, and their fruit was good to eat. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil grew in the middle of the garden. The tree of life also shows up at the end of the Bible. We see this in the book of Revelation 22 verse 1 to 2. Reading from the Names of God Bible, it says, the angel showed me, John, a river filled with the water of life, as clear as crystal. It was flowing from the throne of Yah and the Lamb. Between the street of the city and the river, there was a tree of life visible from both sides. Hallelujah. It produced 12 kinds of fruit. Each month had its own fruit. The leaves of the tree will heal the nations. Hallelujah. Amen. In the future, in the new millennium, every new moon will be honored, even by the tree of life, as it knows when to produce new fruit, which is at the beginning of the new month. Ezekiel 46, 1 to 3 says in the New King James Version, the manner of worship, that's the title. Thus says Yah, thus says the Lord Yahweh, the gateway of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut. The six shall be shut for 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. So that's very clear that the new moon is not just for now. It's not just a temporary thing that we're observing in this day and age, but it's for eternity. It will always be around, even in the new millennium. Even after that, it will be something that will be highly observed by all the people of Yah, the holy angels, and Yah himself. Hallelujah. Even after the millennial reign of Yahushua on earth, the new moon will matter a lot. It will be honored. Even in the new heavens and the new earth, we will keep the new moon. Yah declares the following. Isaiah 66, 22 to 23 says, the new heaven and earth that I am about to make will continue in my presence, declares Yahweh. So your descendants and your name will also continue in my presence. From one month to the next, and from one week to the next, all people will come to worship me, declares Yahweh. Yah repeats, repeats what he said in Genesis chapter 1 in Psalm 104, 19 to 21 as follows. He created the new moon, which marks the seasons, and the sun, which knows when to set. He brings darkness and it is night time, when all the wild animals in the forest come out. The young lions roar for their prey and seek their food from Yah. The new moon is really there to mark seasons and times. The full moon tells us when the festivals start. when the biblical festivals start, because they're biblical, they're from Yah. They are not man's festivals. Hallelujah. Psalm 89 verse 20 says, I found my servant David, I anointed him with my holy oil. My hand is ready to help him. My arm will also give him strength. No enemy will take him by surprise. No wicked person will mistreat him. I will crush his enemies in front of him and defeat those who hate him. My faithfulness and mercy will be with him, and in my name he will be victorious. I will put his left hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my Ab, as in Father, and my El, God, and the rock of my salvation. Yes, I will make the firstborn. He will be the most high to the kings of the earth. My mercy will stay with him forever. My promise to him is unbreakable. I will make his dynasty endure forever, and his throne like the days of heaven. If his descendants abandon my teachings and do not live by my rules. So we can see here that the festivals and, you know, the new moon, the full moon, the festivals that Yah set are very important to him. Observing the signs in the heavens is very important to him, keeping his commandments. And he says that if the descendants of Israel do, which are they talking about David here though, if King David's descendants do not follow his teachings, he will abandon them. So he says that his promises will never fail, but we have to, you know, live up to the our end of the bargain. We have to be ready to follow his instructions in order for us to enjoy his promises and the fulfillment of those promises. Hallelujah. Let me check how much time we have used up. All right, we are to keep ourselves. Hold on. In the days of old, the children of Israel would light a fire on top of a hill for everyone to see worldwide as a signal that the moon, new moon at the new, that the new moon was visible in the Holy Land. And as a result, in the Holy Land, Israel, and as a result, the new month had been ushered in. The nation of Israel was given the responsibility by Yah to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll stop here for now. We'll continue in the next audio. Shalom.